letters flash past a flurry of white flakes. Momentum Pictures. A caption appears over blurred coloured discs. Focus Features International. UK Film Council, awarding funds from the National Lottery. Bright strip lights illuminate a backdrop. Shaped red blocks stand in front of the backdrop to form the logo for Film 4. Focus Features International, UK Film Council, and Film 4 present. Thin Man Films. A Simon Channing Williams production. Jim Broadbent. Leslie Manville. Ruth Sheen. Peter White. Oliver Maltman. David Bradley. Karina Fernandez. Martin Savage. Michelle Austin. Phil Davis. Stuart Macquarie. And Imelda Staunton. A film by Mike Lee. Another Year. Spring. A woman in her 40s, Janet, is with her doctor. Janet has short brown hair and a round face. She frowns anxiously.
So how long has this been going on for?
I don't know. A few weeks? A long time.
A year?
Janet presses her lips together.
I suppose so.
A whole year? You've taken your time to come and see me, haven't you?
You think it's going to stop, don't you?
Right, I'm just going to take your blood pressure. Can you pop your arm on the desk for me? There you go. If you straighten it up and push up your sleeve. Are you dozing in the daytime?
Janet shakes her head.
Sometimes. So I just need something to help me sleep.
I know. How much sleep are you getting at night?
I'm not getting any, am I? That's the problem. That's why I'm here.
I understand, sweetheart. Okay. It's just going to go tight.
The doctor inflates the cuff around Janet's arm, and the indicator on the blood pressure gauge rises. Janet looks tense. The doctor takes her stethoscope from under the inflatable cuff and removes the cuff.
Have you got any particular worries at the moment?
Janet shakes her head.
No financial problems?
No. I don't know what that's got to do with it.
What about at home? How are things with husband?
The doctor steps behind Janet, holding her stethoscope.
Okay, if you just lean forward for me and take a few deep breaths in through your mouth.
She presses the stethoscope against Janet's upper back as she takes deep breaths.
And again.
Janet winces as she breathes.
It's lovely and clear. Have you got any kids?
Yes.
Are they still at home with you?
Son is. Works with his father. Daughter's left. Only see her when she wants something.
And how about you? Have you started your menopause?
Yes.
Everything okay?
Janet shrugs dismissively.
So will you give me some sleeping tablets?
Maybe, but it might not solve your problem.
Give me a night's sleep, though, wouldn't it?
How much alcohol are you drinking?
I don't drink. My husband drinks.
Is that a problem?
No.
Are you taking any drugs, medication?
She shakes her head.
How about coffee? You drinking a lot to keep awake?
Coffee, yes.
Tea?
Yes.
We might have to look at that, mightn't we?
She peers at Janet.
OK. Your blood pressure is slightly raised, but I'm not overly concerned about that at the moment. But I do want you to have a blood test, just to check your thyroid. You can make an appointment at reception. All right?
Yes.
Now, I will give you something to help you sleep, but just enough for a week.
What good's that?
Insomnia isn't a disease. Sleeping tablets won't make it go away. We need to find the cause. Now, you're obviously anxious and a little depressed, so I want you to come back and speak to our counsellor.
What for?
I think she'd be able to help you.
But you'll give me the prescription now?
Yes, but will you see the counsellor? I think it will do you some good.